¿Media hora? ¿A Japón?
With your permission. This week's parasha looks like we have the biggest mitzvah and chas v'shalom, the worst sin. As the Torah tells us, the biggest mitzvah is to Kiddush Hashem. And actually, this is the Kaddish. If we know the translation of the Kaddish, Gadal mit Kaddash Merabah, it means Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Zohar says, the Kaddish is so powerful. In the halacha, they say that Kaddish is even more important than Kiddusha. The Amen Yeshmer Rabbah is very powerful. The Gemara says if somebody answers Amen Yeshmer Rabbah, he says that refers to the first sentence. When you say Amen Yeshmer Rabbah, Mebarach, in the name of Kaddosh Baruch Hu, should be blessed. However, it says the Amen goes in Gadal with Kaddash. That's how powerful it is. And the Gemara says, somebody says, "B'chamana Hashem tells all the gezerot of me." On the contrary, it says the Torah, says the Gemara, that the worst thing is Chilul Hashem. Says the Gemara, Chilul Hashem, Hashem doesn't waive any Chilul Hashem, no matter what. The Gemara says, if you confess in Yom Kippur, Hashem waives certain sins. But the sin of Chilul Hashem, Hashem never forgives. Only the Gemara says by death. It comes to the Gemara and tells us, you know, what's Chilul Hashem? What does that mean? It can desecrate? What do you call it?
Desecrate.
So the Gemara says, what does it mean? What is it called that you don't pay attention to Hashem and you make him not holy? That's it, on the surface, that's what it means. So the Gemara says what it means is it's according to the level of the person. The Gemara says, for me, Chilul Hashem is if I go to the butcher, excuse me, and I buy meat and I don't pay on the spot. If you have the money, why don't you pay? Why don't you tell him I'll pay him next week? If you don't have, you don't have. Man says, that's called Chilul Hashem. According to the level of a person, Chilul Hashem is being measured, but what you do. The Rebbe Chacham said, for me, Chilul Hashem is if I walk without feeling on my head all the time. But the Rambam, you know, it's levels. It means you don't give respect to Hashem. But there's no kapara on Yom Kippur. It means like this. A person can live his life and Hashem never forgave him on that sin. Only by death. And even though that person had quite good life, the Gemara says this might be since the person also does and did something good, Hashem wants to pay him here in this world. Actually, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Umeshalem musam el panav la'avido. It means sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person very good life, but he uses his credit. If he comes to Olam Haba, he's not going to be there because he uses his credit. So Chilul Hashem, that sin is so big that Hashem never forgives the person. And if Hashem never forgives him, so he should have a miserable life. But he has a good life. He has a good life. What it means is that Hashem pays him for the good things that he did. And at the end of that life, he's not going to have any good things. So he won't be able to go to Olam Haba. So come to Rambam and say, listen, Chilul Hashem is not what you think. It's not he's going outside and bow down to a statue. This is, the Rambam says, this is between you and Hashem. So it means you don't give respect to Hashem. So even if you're in the room, nobody's in the room, nobody sees what you do. It's called Chilul Hashem. What do you do? It's a scary thing that Hashem gave to us such a situation that a person can live all his life in a mistake. It can be a very nice person, he keeps doing Torah, but he did Chilul Hashem once. And that Chilul Hashem done, he did 100 years ago, 50 years ago, he's still on. He's still on, and he pays for that. He suffers his life, and he doesn't have a good life, because if he would have a good life, it means he won't be in Olam Haba. I was having a thing, you know, I had a very good year in Kippur, and I'm a sinless person, once, he did Chilul Hashem, once. I says, this is forever. The Gemara says, the Gemara. יום כיפורים לא מחפר, לא כפר על יום כיפורים. מבצעים שנה טובה, שנה טובה, הם. Never. זה מסתי, זה סולושן. הרב חידה says, if you do קידוש השם, השם will wave the חילול השם. On the contrary. If you do קידוש השם, if you do a major, major קידוש השם, if you make השם, השם's name holy, very, very big, then השם would wave, it's gonna balance. The negative that did occur because of the Chilul Hashem. The Chachamim tell us like this. The Gemara tells us that three entities, Kadosh Baruch Hu, waves all the sins. All the sins. Even Chilul Hashem. Even though the Gemara says Hashem does not wave that sin, the Gemara says three entities Hashem does. One, the Gemara says, is at the wedding. The bride and the groom, they get married. Hashem waves all the sins. Of course, if the wedding is a kosher wedding and the couple is very, very holy and pure, and they're going to run a house according to the Torah, Hashem waves all the sins under the chuppah. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says, if someone, a Talmid Chacham, that was elevated to be on a higher jump, for example, becomes Rishon LeZion, or somebody becomes Rosh Yeshiva, then the Gemara says, Hashem waves these things also, of that person. And the third thing, says the Gemara, is a president. Somebody becomes a president of Am Yisrael, not because it was election. They chose him. The Gemara says, Hashem waves all the sins, even Chilul Hashem. The question is, why? What is it all about? So what? They get married, okay, so Hashem will give him a new start. Hashem has to wave all, Hashem waves all the sins of these people. And this time, Chacham was elevated to have a higher position, So, Hashem has to wave his sins. For what? Why Hashem has to wave his sins? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. So the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu met a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told him, you go and take Am Yisrael out. I heard screaming. I saw how much they suffer. Take them out. The Torah tells us, Moshe asked a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what is the privilege that I take Am Yisrael out? And the question is, says, Hashem just told you, they suffer so much. So what do you mean the privilege? What's the merit? Hashem talks to you, Hashem tells you, go take them, you have to run. Somebody tells you somebody's in jail, and you have an opportunity to get him out. He says, what's the merit? Why is he going to go out of jail? Let me go out of jail. What do you mean? The guy suffers. Here, Am Yisrael suffers. And him, Am Moshe, is the one that should take them out. And he argues with Hashem and says, why should I take them out? What merit they have? What zechut they have? What do you mean zechut? And the Zohar tells him, I'll tell you what it is. This is zechut HaTorah. It means that a simple explanation means that Hashem said to Moshe, you'll take them out because 50 days later, it'll be Chag HaShavuot, they get the Torah. So it means, simple explanation means that they'll get the Torah. But again, the question is still, what kind of a question that Moshe asked a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You shouldn't take them out. What's your business? Doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter what you think. If Am Yisrael suffers so much and they're being tortured so much in Egypt, and Hashem tells you, go take them out, Moshe says, what, maybe I should take them out? Why they have the zechut? What do you mean? Why? It's not your business. Chachamim tell us the following. The reason why we're still here, we're not in Eretz Israel. So the Zohar says, the Ari says, that because we did not finish our job in Egypt. But it means like this. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, for the reason that Hashem decided it, that we should be slaves and being tortured for 100 years. And what happened in Egypt, that we went to the circus, we went to the theater, we went to the parades with Avodah Zarah, and Hashem had to pull us out. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, you should know, Hashem never just cancels the Gzara. No such thing. If there's a decree on someone, it says Hashem doesn't waive it. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, if somebody says, okay, I'll settle the case with Hashem, Hashem will never settle the case. Never. Kol ha'omer ha'kadim ha'chu v'atran yivatru chayav. If you think, the Gemara says, that's okay, it's going to be okay with Hashem. No such thing. No such thing. There are some ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transfers the punishment to another entity. But it's not such thing, so Hashem says, okay, out. Dismissed case. No such thing, dismissed. The opposite of the Gemara says, whoever says dismiss, Hashem will dismiss him. So, was the decree that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that the sentence would be tortured and be slaves of what it is, and here we go, we never did it. Never did the job. So, what it means is, as Zohar says, this will be hinted in the second sentence in the Torah, the reason why at the end we went to exile for 70 years in Iraq, in Babel, and then Madai for us, and then the Romans, and we're still here, is because we never finished the job. And Hashem never canceled this. I said, we came out of Egypt very happy, as a shield, very nice. But you still have a debt behind you. You owe the credit card. Hashem never canceled it. So, Chachamim said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. When Hashem tells him, go take Am Yisrael out, he says, what's the purpose of taking them out? We do know that Am Yisrael went to a level of impurity in Avodah Zarah, but for what? If you see the tragedies that Israel went, somebody just told me last week, that 23,750 people died. Soldiers and all this bombing since Medinat Israel was created. Can you imagine? What a toll. Innocent people, 23,000 died for nothing. I says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw, the Gemara says, he saw all the tragedies of Am Yisrael. Hundreds of millions, holocausts, all over. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't understand. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of coming out of Egypt and then you're going to have all these problems? Millions of Jews, millions, vanished. It's not the last holocaust. Constantly, crusades before, constantly. This is David HaMikdash. They killed hundreds of millions of Jews. The first Beit HaMikdash and second Beit HaMikdash. Hundreds of millions. The Gemara says. So that's what the Chachamim said. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the purpose? Me going to take them out if it's going to be all these tragedies. I don't know what the solution Moshe Rabbeinu said. But that's not the solution, take them out. If they never pay the bill and the bill is going to be extended more and more and more, I said, what's the purpose? Hashem tells him, you're going to get the Torah. So where's he going to get the Torah? How does it answer? It doesn't answer the question. So Hashem gave us the Torah and still we have holocaust. So what's the purpose? So creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create us, understand, and Hashem punished us, we should go down to Egypt for 400 years and suffer, and Hashem put us out, and you're still here, and we don't know when it's going to end. And Hashem told Moshe, don't worry, they get the Torah. So the Torah doesn't help. You see, the Torah doesn't help. And the Gemara says, well, the Torah is a medicine for yourself. Still, Moshe doesn't want to take us out of Egypt, and he has a point. Even though Chas Shalom to ask with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was very upset at Moshe that he argued with him. But still, what's the solution? But Hashem said he's going to get the Torah. Torah is not the solution. You see what happened 40 days after the Torah was the golden calf. So the Zohar says the following. The Zohar says, what is really the goal? Hashem gave us the Torah. What does happen? What's happening when a person learns Torah? What happens? The Zohar says, I tell you what it is. You see, in Parshat Noach, Hashem describes the Mabul. What happened? So Hashem was very upset at the world, and Hashem decided to bring a Mabul. Okay, Mabul, if Hashem wants to destroy, he doesn't need an advice from us. But, you know, we have in America Sandy. I mean, down in the east. One second, the ocean comes, washes the whole thing. Actually, the Gemara says that the ocean wants every day to wash down the world. The Gemara says Adam Rishon's grandson, his name was Enosh. People started over the Zohar. So the ocean came and washed one third of the universe. That's why we have continents today. Hashem never had in mind to have continents. Hashem never made the world like this. It says in between the continents that water that came on the third generation of Dora Nosh. So because the Gemara says that the water love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and if people don't behave, the water will, they want daily, every moment to wash the world. Hashem put down the special sand. The ocean is afraid of that sand, beach sand. But really, the world can be washed in 1 second. So what the Mabul comes, and Hashem describes the Mabul. Hashem says first, the Torah says, Hashem opened the chimneys in Shamayim, and the water gushing down. And then the Torah describes that from earth, from downstairs, Hashem brought all the hot springs and cold springs, and together, from upstairs and downstairs, was a Mabul, and then the universe was destroyed. It says, first, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do such a thing? The ocean can wash the whole world and the world in 1 second. It's 1 second, sandy. In 1 second, the whole thing is over. And secondly, even let's assume Hashem has a reason. Whether the Torah has to tell us in details what happened in the Mabul, what happened in the Mabul. You have to know that. You can say, it was a flood and it finished. Only Noah was in the ark and he was saved. The Zohar says like this, look. What is happening really when a person learns Torah, Zohar says, it's based on Nabi Yeshayahu, that the person builds and creates a new surface for earth and a new sky. That actually, the Gemara says, Ari says, the Navi says, it's like this. It's not Ra'am Minhag, you know, on Yom Kippur, Ra'am Minhag, is to say, when we open the Chag, we say 12 times the sentence is Tehillim. Lo'olam Hashem Dvacha Nitzav B'Shamayim. Forever, Hashem, the word in Shemayim. He said 12 times. He opened the Echal. He says, what is that sentence? What are you saying? Ari said to say. Ari says, the meaning of that sentence is, the Kavanah on Yom Kippur is, that even though there are decrees, Chas V'Shalom, on the person, Chas V'Shalom, on the public, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the decrees should stay in Shamayim, should not fall down. It means Hashem should hold down the decrees, and eventually Hashem pours it on bad entities. But we pray on Yom Kippur that Hashem should keep it upstairs. I says the Zohar, I tell you what it is. When a person learns Torah, that's how important it is to learn. It's actually what you do. You create a new sky under the sky. As well, at the same time, you build a surface on earth. What it means is, says the Zohar, that any decree that can come from the ground, for example, earthquake, I don't know if you heard, it was earthquake in Israel today. An earthquake. It says, you're not standing on earth. you, when you learn Torah, what happened to you is you are standing on a new surface. A new surface. That's called Abu Hatzira. It's like Abu Hatzira. You know, he put a carpet and he put the carpet on the Mediterranean Sea and he sat down on it and he sailed on it. It's a new surface. It's very easy to do. For somebody like him, of course. What it means is the Zchut Torah, what the Torah does, the Zohar says. The Torah that you learn builds a new surface. It's a new kind of surface. That, again, it's based on the Vishel. What it means is, like what Hashem describes the Mabul, as Hashem is very upset, very angry. It says, Hashem open up the chimney from Shamayim, decrees come down. And it says as well, bad things can come down. And it says, as well, something can come up from the ground. When the person learns Torah, what he does is secured. By the way, the Gemara tells us two entities. They tried not, or she says they tried to escape Malach HaMavet. It was David HaMelech and Rav Chisda. Both happened to them the same thing. The Gemara says David HaMelech, Hashem told him, you're going to die on Shabbat. So David HaMelech every Shabbat didn't stop learning. Until Shabbat afternoon, one Shabbat afternoon, he was walking, and all of a sudden the piece of stone broke, and then he fell, and then he died. The same story the Gemara says about one Chacham, his name Rav Chisda. He knew that he's going to die. So he started to learn without stopping, and the same situation exactly. All of a sudden, something was like a step. A stair step, and Satan broke it, and he died. What it means is, says the Zohar, that actually when you learn Torah, the Torah, the Gemara says, protects you. Torah Magna, the Gemara says, Torah protects you. He says, how does the Torah protect you? The explanation means, you know, the Zechut Torah. He says, no. The Lord says, it's much deeper than that. What you are doing when you're learning, you build yourself a protection. And that protection will protect you. And this David HaMelech and that Chacham Rav Chisda, when they knew they're going to die, they said, I tell you what it is. I'm not on earth. And no decree from Shemaim can come on top of me, because while I'm learning, I'm on a different surface. So therefore the Satan broke so-called the surface, and then they fell down and they died. So Chacham say, Zohar hints to us something that you can escape anything, but you have to know this is the Zechut of Torah. That's actually really Chachamim say, that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is it all about taking them out of Egypt? But I see all the Holocausts. I see hundreds of millions, maybe thousands of millions of Jews were killed. So what's the purpose? If Hashem would have waived the Gezerah, is one thing. This is a decree of 400 years of slavery. We never finished. And the Ariel Zohar says, here we are now, that we're still in exile. We're not in Israel. He says, we're under the Roman regime right now. By the way, the Gemara says, before Mashiach will come, it's going to be a tyrannical king in Iran, that he will threaten Am Yisrael so much, that people in Israel will be so scared of him. And then Mashiach will come. So this threat of Iran is not something. It's clear in the Gemara. Melech kashe kehaman, the language of the Gemara. It says it's going to be somebody in Iran as bad as Haman. And he will threat Am Yisrael so much, everybody's going to do teshuva, and Mashiach comes. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu completed to Hashem. And Hashem said, I want to tell you something. I'm going to give them the Torah. And what happened if you give them the Torah? They say they're going to build a surface. And if they build a surface, then they're going to go to exile. If we not have done the golden calf, the Gemara says nobody would have died. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Malach HaMavet, listen, right now I'm going to say the Ten Commandments. None of the Jewish people will die anymore. Finished. Not only that, everybody became healthy and healed. He says, because of the Torah. It says, what's the secret language? Because just Hashem gave us the Torah. Well, I said, no, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a present. What do you mean that present? The present is so valuable that by now you're not on earth anymore, and the sky have no power over you, and the decree that Hashem said, it's not for you. Actually, the Gemara Yerushalmi says that you should know that you need three things. I said, one of the things the Gemara says, if you read the Torah, it says on Shavuot, the Gemara says, you know what happened? It says, if you accept the Torah on Shavuot, you become a new entity. It's not, you're not the same person. So what it means is, it means you see it on the new surface, and there's the new sky on top of you, says the Torah, and you're not the same. So it means the decree that was on Avraham Avinu doesn't apply to you. You're not the same. You're not on earth. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, your descendants will have to go to be slaves and be tortured on a certain place. I'm not in this place. That's why, therefore, the Zohar says Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah was not given to us just to learn the Torah, as a protection. We should not fall into that category that we have to continue suffering by the decree that Hashem told Avraham Avinu. I come to Hashem and say, look, on Har Sinai, that's what happened. So Gemara says, look, I tell you what exactly Gemara says there. It says in the Torah, but Gemara explained. What did happen on Har Sinai, the Gemara says two things happened. Hashem considered us as a bride, that he was the groom. And the second thing it says in the Torah, you're going to be a minister in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's government. There are two things. Hashem elevated us from being a regular person to be a minister. Like you're a parliament member, and now you become a minister. It says in the Torah, in the Gemara. So Chachamim said, look, that's what Hashem says. He says, on Har Sinai, Hashem said, you know, you're going to get the Torah, and the Torah will give you the right to exist and not to suffer from the decree. I says, what happened? That what happened was is Hashem so-called married us. When you say marriage, by marriage means that the groom gives the bride a piece of his neshama, and she gives him a piece of his neshama, and it becomes one unit. Likewise, Hashem will never die. Hashem will never die. So if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm the bride, and he is the groom, so I never get to die. Therefore, the Gemara says, listen, if a bride and a groom, they get married, Hashem waives all the gezerot. He says, where do you get it from? From Har Sinai. The Gemara says, I tell you what it is. We say in Shema Yisrael, you are dvarim ha'ele, it says, Hayom. It says, the Gemara, Hashem asks us, listen, can I ask you a favor? Every day you should think about Har Sinai. The Gemara says, Hashem expects this from us. It says, really, in the Torah, it says, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasav. It says in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent 10 commandments, and that voice, the sound of the 10 commandments, is still running in the world. It says, the Gemara says, what's the purpose? Hashem never stopped it. The Gemara says, because Hashem wants you to feel and to know and to try to think every day, Mama Har Sinai. Hashem wants you to remember. So one of the mitzvot, some Chachamim say, one of the mitzvot is to remember Har Sinai. It says, Hashem wants me to remember Har Sinai. For what? Let's call it Emunah. So it's much deeper than that. On Har Sinai, Hashem waved all the gezerot from us. The Gemara says, Hashem said, no one will die anymore. He says, you know why? Because that's the power of the Torah. The Torah creates new surface, a new sky, and you're a new entity. Okay? So Gemara says, Hashem, that's the covenant in Shema Yisrael, we say. But you are very male, Hashem said to us, listen, those words, that Gemara, those mitzvot, you should not have hayom, today. He wants one today. Then, he says, no. Shibachol yom yu benicha kachadashim. Every day you have to think, today is a brand new day. When you get up in the morning, says Dari, what you have to know to say is, I'm going to study today. I'm going to learn today. So why are you learning today? Why? It's not just because Hashem wants me to learn. It's the protection. This is a bullet vest. If somebody doesn't learn, Chas Shalom, this is a decree. The decree of Avraham Avinu is not the decree that you need something. It's Avraham Avinu. Whatever he did, whatever Avraham Avinu did. They say that Avraham Avinu, whatever the reason was why Hashem was so upset at him, it was kind of little chelul Hashem. One thing the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bama Edak Yoshana, Hashel, I know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael. I says, this is how he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's chelul Hashem. And the Gemara says, he drafted the Rosh Yeshiva to go to the army. He took a liazah. That's chelul Hashem. And the Gemara said, after the war, he gave the people back to the king of Sdom instead to keep them, and they should keep the mitzvot. They became Sdom Va'amora. Let's chilul Hashem. I said, for that thing, we got this punishment of slavery 400 years. But again, the solution that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to get the Torah. Shavuot, you get the Torah. You get the Torah, you have a new service, and you're a new sky, and you're a new person. Hashem waves all the gzorot on you. Rabbeinu said, this is chilul Hashem. It's not what people think. You just, you know, desecrate Hashem. It's something else, Chachamim say. Says the Zohar says like this. When Hashem spoke to Moshe, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Am Yisrael will ask me, what's your name? What shall I say? What name? It's a secret what it means. But it's in the text in the Torah. And Hashem told Moshe, I mean, you tell him like this. Zesh mi lo olam. I said, this is my name forever. But this Zichri, that's how you mention my name for generations. It says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, my name. I said, when you say Chilul Hashem, it doesn't refer to Hashem as an entity. It means to the name of Hashem, the two entities. He said, like we say, Ata Kadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh. Hashem's name is also an entity. Chilul Hashem means, the Zohar says, I tell you what it is. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to ask you, what's my name? You tell them like this. Shmi, my name. The miracle value of the word Shmi is 350. It says, if you take the half of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, of Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, so Yud is 10, and Hei is 5, it's 15. 15 plus 350 is 365. Says the Zohar, you know what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem told Moshe, did they want to know my name? Tell them 365. So what is that? This is how many lotas we have in the Torah. Hashem is, if we may say, a total of the Torah. The Torah is 365 lotas in to do. And 248 to do. Hashem says, Moshe, if they can ask you what's my name, tell them like this. My name is 365. What it means, you know what it is? It means you have to respect my name. What does it mean? By not doing 365 sins of God. That's my name. Chilul Hashem means, it's not that you make fun of Hashem. It's, what it means is, that every person inside himself has a part of Hashem. And by not doing the right thing, says the Zohar, what it is, you so-called destroy Hashem's name. That's called Chilul Hashem. This is like exchanging. This is what it means is you exchange Hashem that you have inside you for something cheaper. The word lechalel chilul in Hebrew language can be two things. Or something not holy, or exchanging. Like chilul ma'asir, chilul kodesh. He says, you know, it's very powerful in chilul Hashem. But chilul Hashem means the opposite of Torah. So if you have the Torah, you fix the chilul Hashem. I said, how do you fix it? Because the Torah is going to build surfaces, and you're a different person. So he did not do anything. What did he do? He did something against 365. It's called Chilul Hashem. It's not Chilul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the opposite of We don't say Itgadal Mitkadash Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Itgadal Mitkadash, the name of Hashem. It says the name of Hashem is a Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei. It says we want Hashem's name to be big. It says Chilul Hashem means we put Hashem's name down. How do you make Hashem's name big? By not doing sins. That's Hashem. That's what Moshe told, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeshmi Lo'olam. My name. What's your name? My name is 365. My name means that you don't do sins. But Zeh Zichri, if you want to mention me, is the word Zichri plus 11 is 248 says as well. This thing is what I say. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to understand. You tell them one thing. If they want to know my name, just keep the mitzvot. That's it. Keep 365, not to do, and keep 248 to do. Together, 613. This is my name, finished. That's what it all says. And Chilul Hashem means you don't keep Hashem's name. That's the problem. So it's a major sin to destroy Hashem's name. Says as well, but if you study Torah, if you learn Torah, what you do is you rebuild Hashem's name. And so how do you rebuild Hashem's name? Because you build a new sky, a new surface, and you become a new person. That's how you be able to correct the Chilul Hashem. That's why Rambam said it. Even though Hashem Chas Shalom gave us that sin, Chilul Hashem is no kapara on Yom Kippur, no kapara for me. I'm a new person. As Hashem says, no kapara for you, it's going to be a decree, no decree. I'm standing on a different surface. It's going to be something coming from mine. I have a new sky on top of me. That's the Chachamim said, Chag HaShavuot, the Zohar says, expect coming out of exile on Chag HaShavuot. This is why. It was the Pesach. No. So it was Pesach. No. Now it's a new entity. Says the Gemara, you're a new entity. By accepting Torah as a new entity, that you can stand on a new surface. It's going to be a new sky. It means the Gezerot that Hashem HaShalom had are canceled. It's something brand new that Hashem invented, says the Gemara. As the Zohar says, so expect on Shavuot to go out of exile. Because what do you mean exile? It says, why we are in exile? We are in exile because of the decree of Avraham Avinu. And because Hashem pulled us out before. But Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to give us the Torah, and we're going to be exempt from the decree. Says the Zohar, every year is like this. That the person has to believe and think that I'm on Har Sinai daily to be exempt from the Gzerot, from the decrees. But Shavuot itself, this is the day that Hashem so-called exempted us from all the Gzerot. So if we exempted us, we get to go out of exile. The reason why we're in exile is because we didn't pay the bill. Now came Shavuot, this is Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if they can accept the Torah, it's exemption from the exile. And the Zohar says, on Shavuot, Atilin Megaluta, Hashem expects us to come out of exile on Shavuot in case that only we should accept, says the Gemara, the yoke of Torah. Like we said, Naseh V'Nishma, likewise, on Shavuot, a person has to accept the Naseh V'Nishma, the link is also canceled, B'mor B'Ben Ami.